taking too much risk? Do you just feel lost at times on what to do? If you are looking for investment guidance in these uncertain times, Hamada Wealth Management is here to assist. Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management has been helping retirees with their income and retirement plans for over 24 years. If you are looking for some direction with your investment and retirement portfolio, they invite you to give them a call. They'll be happy to sit down and review your financial goals, make sure your investments are in tune with your objectives, and finally, make sure you're not taking too much risk. At Hamada Wealth Management, they believe it's important to not just make money, but preserve it. To schedule your income and retirement plan review, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Atchison, Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
We welcome you to Baldwin City, Kansas, where tonight the 2023-24 college basketball conference season begins for the Benedictine Ravens and Lady Ravens as they're being hosted by Baker University. Hello again, everybody, with Ray. Ray is running things at the board tonight back at the K-Radio Sports Studio, producing and engineering for us. Ray, thanks very much. Appreciate your efforts, man. Thank you. Tom Couch with you here courtside. It is great to be here this evening as Benedictine and Baker begin the season here tonight. Baker coming into the ball game with a bit of a slow start at 0-4. Benedictine coming in at 1-2. And again, neither of them has had a conference game quite yet up to this point. So they're all looking forward to getting underway with that. Guys, game coming up after this one here on Cure Radio, an anticipated 7:30 tip-off for that. So stick around as we will have the doubleheader here on Cure Radio. Waiting for them to share the starters with us here tonight. We have not been given, and they have not had up the starters quite yet here this evening. So hoping that that's going to be up and running here just pretty shortly. Nice crowd coming into the gymnasium. Really nice to see a lot of the Lady Ravens fans and a lot of the new parents, and by new parents, you know, parents of new additions to the team who really made some long-distance travels here tonight. The Dubert family is here from Beloit. They've come into the ball game, and Ronnie Houses are down from Seneca, and Grandpa Jack is on hand. So when all of that happens here, it's going to be just a pretty good night. Public address announcer getting set to introduce the starters, and we'll have the playing of the national anthem. We'll return here to the Collins Center on the Baker University campus for tip-off right after this.
Season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room. Locally owned and operated, Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods and great beer, wine, and spirits, you always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Hi, I'm Laura Weiser from Exchange Bank. In today's world of technology, online banks are popping up everywhere, promising better, more convenient banking. But there's still no better way to bank than with people you know and trust. Exchange Bank provides internet and mobile banking, but we're also here offering personal, face-to-face service you just don't get with online banks. Come see us. We're here for you.
Exchange Bank. and trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
And with that, we welcome you back again here to the Collins Center. Great to have you along with us. And again, we talk about the crowd. So many great fans have come from a long way around to attend this one here tonight. So happy to have all of them with us here this evening. PA announcers introducing the starters, so allow me to introduce them to you. And typically we go the other way, but since this is the way that they're going to be bringing them up, and the streaming is not got starters up yet for whatever reason, we're just going to bring them to you as we know them. Here, first of all, for the Benedictine Lady Ravens, it's going to be Kennedy Nicholson. She's a 5'6" junior out of Goddard, Kansas, from Eisenhower High School. Of course, you're going to have Allie Kramer out there from Nemaha Central, a 5'7" senior, hometown Seneca. And hang on here a minute. We're picking up numbers for Baker while they're getting this thing going. Also out for Benedictine, who are we going to have? We're going to have Riley Roddinghouse, the 6'3" junior, from Seneca, Kansas. BC will start JJ, Jennifer Jacobs, 6'1" junior, from Capon, Mount Carmel Catholic High School in Wichita, Kansas. And 1, 2, 3, 4. We're still looking for one more Baker starter. There we go. And then for BC, our final starter is going to be, is it going to be Kiana? It is. I think it's going to be Kiana. Kiana Herrera? No. It's going to be Kyra Misuraca. Kyra, the 6'3" senior from Mustang, Oklahoma. For Baker and head coach Tori Murillo. Tori's going to be starting Jalen Twohearts. She's a 5'9" senior from Fort Trotton, North Dakota, out of Haskell. Madalena Ochoa, a 5'6" junior guard from Michigan Dearborn. Leah Van Wielden from Marion, Ohio. She's a 5'9" senior. You're also going to have Sophia Barrett from Kennedy High School, Cedar Rapids, Iowa. She's a 6-foot junior. Rounding it out for them, it'll be in the middle, 6-foot senior Emma Cunningham, Andover High School, Andover, Kansas. So that all done, we are set to go and hope you enjoy it. Benedictine at Baker. The ball goes up, the tip is away, controlled down by the Lady Ravens, and we are underway. BC with a basketball, going to work it around the left side. Swing it way out on the left wing. Here's a three. Kennedy got it. Kennedy Nicholson out the gate, 14 seconds in, and BC is going to break out on top, 3-0. Baker will have its first possession, bring it down the court, swing it over to the right side, dish it over there, way out on the wing, Twohearts takes it down, baseline, hook shot underneath, up a good, Emma Cunningham for two. So each team, one possession, one bucket, Lady Ravens 5-1, 9:20 to play in the opening quarter. A Florida basketball. It's going to be Allie Kramer for Benedictine. Allie beats into the middle as the shot goes up by Jacobs. It's going to be batted away and knocked out of bounds. So Jennifer's shot is going to be deflected, and Benedictine will be putting it in play back for the baseline. Kramer looking to bring it in. Shot clock at 17. Holds the ball high overhead, looking, and finally lobs it way out on top. Taken there by Raines. She'll drive to the right side, stop above the block, feed into the middle. JJ shot up, no good. Hits the bottom of the rim, and she's going to be fouled by Cunningham. So Cunningham picks up the personal foul. It'll be her first, and it is going to be the first foul by either team. Coming to the free throw line for BC, Jacobs. The free throw will not go in. Not particularly close. Hits the back, Kerem's way back, and she's going to have one more shot coming up here. Jennifer has family here also from Wichita. Second shot is up and good. Benedictine in front now, 4-2. We're a minute into the contest. Full court pressure by the Lady Ravens. Bakers are going to bring it into the forecourt, kicking it down the right side. It's going to be Twohearts. She'll drive toward the middle, kicks it up to Ochoa, between the circles of the basketball. 8:50 to go in the first. Benedictine leading it 4-2. The dish over to the right side, looking into the middle. Lady Ravens sticking with their player deep. It's down the feed. Inside, it's going to be stolen away by Benedictin. Up with it, it's going to come Nicholson. She'll drive it all the way down the right side in front of the Baker bench. Feed to the right block. On the floor, once, twice. Running house trying to back in. No room. Comes back out on top. Kramer will drive baseline, go across underneath, dish it over to the baseline left. Got to get to the lane. Nicholson rotates, shoots, and scores. Kennedy Nicholson has five. Lady Ravens go up 6-2. 8:19 to play in the opening quarter. Baker in the home. Orange on orange with navy blue lettering and trim. Three-point shot. Kavadaki, he's up, won't go. In nice interior position for BC. Pulled down by Roddinghouse. Lady Ravens are going to run. Down the right side with it is going to be Rains. So dash into the lane, rotate counterclockwise, shot up off the Whittaman good. Aaliyah Rains with two. 8-2, Benedictin with 7:50 to go in the opening quarter. Baker comes into the ballgame winless on the season. They are 0-4, and as the drive comes down, we're going to have a foul on Jacobs. So Jennifer Jacobs will pick up her first foul of the ballgame. It'll be team foul one against the Lady Ravens. And we'll have the first substitution of the contest. Nicole Stork will check in. Nicole Stork for Benedictin continues to bring good height. 5'11" freshman from Adel, Iowa. Pressure by Benedictin on the inbound. 7.5 to go in the opening quarter. Baker with the basketball. They'll drive to the right side. BC defense has been absolutely excellent here in the early going. Now back in the lane, rotating into the left side. The shot is going to be up, no good. BC will rebound it off the floor. Alec Kramer will drive it into the forward court. Ticket is down the left side. Gets pushed, gets bumped, gets fouled. Leah Van Wilden. Van Wilden will have her first foul. And it'll be Baker, team foul two. Head coach Tori Murillo in her second season here for the Lady Wildcats. We're going to get our first substitution coming in for Baker into the ballgame for the Lady Wildcats. It's going to be Caitlin Cole. Caitlin is a 6'1" sophomore from Richland, Missouri. And BC brings that ball in, or tries to bat the ball away into the baseline. And look at Lady Ravens, little slowback getting up off the floor. Kind of hanging onto her forehead, and she's going to have to come out of the game. Little cut above the right eye, and the trainer's going to take her off the court. And Allie Kramer is going to get a little attention from the training crew here with 7:23 to go in the first quarter. So in for Allie Kramer for Benedictin, and the numbers aren't jiving up here. In for Benedictin is going to be Lauren. So Lauren Dubert. Lauren Dubert comes into the game for BC. 5'7" junior from Beloit, Kansas, but transferring in this season from Newman University in Wichita. And she's got to come to the free throw line. Dubert is being allowed, because of the injury to Kramer, she's being allowed to take the free throws. She'll put the first one in, eyes up the second one, puts the second one in, and comes into the game, and without taking a dribble, has 2 quick points. It is 10-2, Lady Ravens, 7:23 to go in the first here in Baldwin City, Kansas. Good to have you along with us for college basketball this evening here on CAN Radio. Ladies game first, guys game coming up at about 7:30. Baker will bring it into the forecourt. Now it's going to be batted away from behind by Dubert, but recovered by Baker. Ball's going to be saved by Erica Terrell, who's checked in. Both teams using quite a few players, and frankly, both teams still, I think, kind of working on getting some of the rotational things figured out. Now the ball going to go up, missed, rebound, rolling around on the floor, picked up by Dubert. Here comes Benedictin. Lauren into the forecourt with a little right-hand dribble, crosses over to the right side. Again, playing it in front of the Baker bench, brings it out to the top of the key, around to the left side. It's going to go to Roddinghouse. She'll dish it over to Kennedy. Nicholson comes back out on top. Rains will have it. Shot clock at 14. Back out on top, it'll come to Dubert. We're going to get a foul off the basketball. It's going to be on Kennedy Nicholson. So Kennedy must have been setting up some kind of a screen or block down to the right wing. That's what we call it, the elbow. And BC will make a rotation. Out of the game will come Reigns, and into the lineup for head coach Chad Folsom is going to come 5'11" senior Josie Weiser out of Jefferson County North High School. 6.5 to go in the opening quarter. Benedictine with an early 10-2 lead. Topside with it. Jalen Two Hearts for the Lady Wildcats. Pushes it up between the circle to Barrett. Sophia holds it up. Now swings it left and right. Plays off the screen. Goes to the right side. 14-foot shot up way too hard. Josie rebounds it down. Weiser bringing it up the floor herself. Outlets up. Throws it right into the arms of a defender. And it's going to be stolen back by Benedictine. Nicole Stork comes back up with a steal. Lady Rams are going to maintain possession. 6-minute mark of the first. Turnaround hook shot left side. Off the rim 2 times. No good. Rebound is going to be stopped out of bounds by Baker. BC will go to the bench, and Coach Folsom is going to play his 10th player of the ball game as Riley Brueggemann comes in. She's a 5'8 freshman from St. James Academy in Lenexa, Kansas. And it will be Brueggemann doing the inbounding for BC. 20 on the shot clock. She'll have it into the right side. Goes to Josie. She'll launch 3 off the back of the rim. Nope. And the rebound is going to be lost out of bounds. And it's, I thought, off Stork. But the official said, no, that's BC basketball. So Lady Ravens, who started to go the other way, are going to come back in, put it in at the baseline. It'll be Brueggemann to do the inbound. Comes over to the left side. Weiser, Stork, top side, Roddinghouse. She'll dish it over to the right edge. Driving into the middle. Looking down low is Dubert. Here's a 3. Shot and hit. Nicole Stork from outside. The Lady Ravens have exploded to a double-digit lead. It is 13-2 Benedictine. 5.5 to go in the opening quarter. And we're going to get a Baker timeout as they get it to midcourt. Coach Morello is going to call for a timeout. And, Ray, we're going to take one with them. Coming at 5:28 to play in the first of the ladies' game, where it's Benedictine 13, Baker 2.
Ta-da! For our next trick, Taco John's will turn your dollar into deliciousness with our new BOGO for a Buck menu. Buy an item from our BOGO menu and presto taco. Look, a tasty Taco Bravo for just a buck. A la Carrito. There, now it's a classic meat and potato burrito for a buck. That's one talented dollar. Try this new BOGO for a Buck menu trick for yourself at your nearest Taco John's. Download our app, earn free food.
Coming out of a timeout, let's see if or what Baker has done to make any changes as the Lady Wildcats are going to be putting the ball in play. It's going to be slapped away and knocked out of bounds by Riley Brueggemann. And we'll come back in to Baker. Shot clock at 18. Benedictine has played well, rotated in a lot of players, and they have really not given Baker much to do, much shots, much, any clear shots. Here's a running shot up and missing. 3, Lady Ravens fight for the rebound. And as a Baker player comes in late, she's got to come over the back, and Gila Two Hearts will have her first foul tonight. It'll be the 4th team foul for Baker. Benedictine has committed 2 with 5 minutes to go, midpoint of the opening quarter. Josie Wise will have it to the right side in front of the Wildcat bench. Drives to the circle. Beautiful backdoor pass and an easy 2. Roddinghouse for 2. Wise with the assist. It is now 15-2 Benedictine. 4:50 to play in this opening quarter. Lady Ravens have opened up a huge lead in the early going, and now we're going to get a foul. The foul is going to be on Benedictine, and it'll be on Josie. It is her first Raven team foul 3. Sophia Barrett is going to come back into the game for Baker, and she's going to be out there with Leah Van Wielden, Madalena Ochoa, Caitlin Cole, Emma Cunningham. So most of the starting five, 4 of the starting five, back in for the Lady Wildcats. 4:40 to go in the opening quarter. Benedictine up 15-2. Baker will go right side. Can't get a shot away. Brings it back above the 3-point circle, way out of the right edge. Top of the key is going to go. Driving in is going to be Van Wielden. She's been one of their leading scorers for the past couple of years. Baseline jump shot up, air ball, rebounded down. Brueggemann, elbows fly as she clears it away. Outlets Josie. up-court pass, tries to thread the needle, and a nice defensive play on the other end of the court. Barrett is able to fully extend and slap the ball away and out of bounds off a Benedictine player. Baker will be back up the floor with it. 4:15 to play in the first. Lady Wildcats, 2 points by Emma Cunningham, the only point so far for them this game. Here's a pass in the middle. It's going to be stolen. Jennifer Jacobs in the game with the steal and coming up the floor. Getting a little tangled up in the backcourt. BC is going to turn it back over. And I'll tell you what, it is really nice to see how well some of these young players are rotating in. That's Lauren Dubert, who is bringing it up. Two defenders collapsed around her, and she was unable to get the ball on the floor quickly enough. Call for the travel, and Baker's going to be putting it back in play at midcourt. Right in front of the scorer's table with 4 minutes to play in the first. Pressure on top. Ravens are going to double-team the basketball. It'll be dumped over to the right side, driving around the outside of the three-point line. Pass comes back off on top. Taken there by Ochoa. Starts left. Now drives in. Shot up off the window. Won't go in. Rebound tipped around Benedictine again. Jacobs coming out with a rebound to the Lady Ravens, dominating on the board. And the upcourt pass was telegraphed and stolen. Coming the other way with it is going to be Caitlin Cole. The feed to the back door. Batted away by Jacobs. Morello is all the way to midcourt now. Got to get her team inspired a little bit. Coach Folsom is on his feet, chasing Kennedy Nicholson to the scorer's table. She'll be in for Dubert. Back in for Baker will come Jalen Two Hearts. And she's going to rotate out Sophia Barrett. 3.5 to go in the opening quarter. Benedictine in front, 15-2. In this Heart of America Athletic Conference Women's College basketball game. The guys' game coming up at 7:30, so stick around with us for this double dip. Hook shot, baseline, up from the left side, no good. Rebounding it down is going to be Josie. Weiser gets it away. Up the floor, Benedictine, Kayla Harrison. Down to feed underneath the shot. Up, rattles it, good! Another two for BC and Jennifer Jacobs. 3 minutes to play in the opening quarter. Lady Ravens go up now 17-2. Baker absolutely not getting any kind of a look at the rim. Lady Raven defense has been outstanding. Here's a drive to the right side of the lane, falling away and traveling with a basketball. Emma Cunningham was driving into the right side. Again, it's the old rule of fives trying to dribble the basketball. As she gets into the middle, she puts her back to the rim and was going to kick the ball back out. But as she pulled up her dribble, too much inertia, she stumbles backwards, turns it over. 17-footer, Raven's good. Two for Riley Brueggemann. Her first point to the game. It's 19-2, Benedictine. 2.5 to play in the opening quarter. Baker absolutely unable to get anything. And now the Ravens are going to steal the basketball. BC down the floor. Over to the right side to Josie. Stops. Squares. Shoots three. No. Long rebound. Nicholson and BC will keep the ball alive. Nicholson comes out on top. Brueggemann. Thinking about three. Instead goes in the middle of JJ. She'll rotate. Can't get a shot away. Brings it back out on top to Nicholson. Swings it over to the right side to Stork. Stork goes in, goes up, gets two off the window. Nicole Stork has five. It is 21-2, Benedictine, as Baker will take its second time out of the game. We're taking a break. Ray with 2:04 to go in the first. It's all Lady Ravens. Benedictine, 21, Baker, 2.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacements, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Acheson Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Acheson Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer with locations in Smithville and 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Acheson.
A lot of Raven fans have made the road trip to Baldwin City tonight to watch Benedictine begin the conference season, and the ones who are here already have got to be absolutely elated with the way BC has come out of the blocks in his women's game to take this 21-2 lead. Baker putting it in play as we're down to 2 minutes ago in the first quarter. Ravens are going to press a little bit. Baker will get across the timeline with the outlet pass down. They're going to be trapped up over on the far side. Baseline three shot up, no good. And an offensive rebound, one of the rare rebounds we've seen for Baker so far tonight. Back it away with the ball up on top for the Lady Wildcats is going to be Sophia Barrett. Barrett will dish it over to the right side, trying to drive in Not much room over there for two hearts. She'll skip it back over. Baseline turnaround, jump shot, no. Rebound, Josie Weiser. Josie's been strong on the boards in this game. Up court with it. Lady Ravens, down to the right side, Jacobs. She takes it all the way to the outside the block, about a step, dumps it off on top. Three shot is up, no good. Cunningham is going to rebound it down. Baseball pass to the other end of the floor. Going to be hauled in by Sophia Barrett. They'll feed into the lane. The running layup is up and missing. Rebounding it down is going to be Jacobs. Outlets it to Kennedy. Nichols it down the right side. Starts to the right, goes to the left. Ravens have a player who takes a spill, but she gets up and is okay. Now the drive underneath the rim. The double team, the feed into the lane, no room. Dish back out on top, Nicholson, 15 on the shot clock. Bees keeping the ball. Kennedy, the 14-foot runner, halfway down, spins out. Baker comes back up with it, and here comes Sophia Barrett. Barrett over to the left side. Haley Numrich into the game for the first time. Numrich is a 5-foot, 4-inch sophomore from Blue Valley Northwest High School. Half a minute to go in the first. Down the left side of the lane, looking into the middle. There's no room. Twisting, turning, needing a teammate. Now comes on top. 3-point. There it is. Baker's back on the board. How about that? Jay Hunt, two hearts. Hits the bucket with 18 on the clock. And BC's going to get the final shot. 21-5. Benedictin with the ball. 8 seconds. Now 7. Approaching the end of the opening quarter. They're going to square up. 3. Won't go. Rebound down. Baker's going to have to hurry. They're not aware of the time. And get a half-hearted shot from midcourt. And we've come to the end of one. Benedictine dominant in the opening quarter of the ladies' game. We come to the end of the first. It is Benedictine 21, Baker 5.
Are you confused about the stock market? Do you feel like you're taking too much risk? Do you just feel lost at times on what to do? If you are looking for investment guidance in these uncertain times, Hamada Wealth Management is here to assist. Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management has been helping retirees with their income and retirement plans for over 24 years. If you are looking for some direction with your investment and retirement portfolio, they invite you to give them a call. They'll be happy to sit down and review your financial goals. Make sure your investments are in tune with your objectives. And finally, make sure you're not taking too much risk. At Hamada Wealth Management, they believe it's important to not just make money, but preserve it. To schedule your income and retirement plan review, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Ashes in Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
Thank you.
From the College Center here in Baldwin City, Kansas, we're getting set to go to the second quarter of tonight's Lady Raven ball game with Benedictine. Enjoying a 21-5 lead. Welcome back, everybody, with Ray, producer, engineer tonight here on college basketball. Tom Counts with you courtside. And the opening quarter numbers as they make the walk up to the top and hand out that printed copy. Benedictine did all of things right. Lady Ravens, 8 of 15, 53% shooting the ball, 2 of 6 from outside, 3 of 4 at the line. Baker, 2 of 13 shooting the ball, 15%. Now the Ravens are going to steal the ball, and the official comes in and says, make it a jump ball. As they indicate, it was tied up between Kennedy Nicholson and Haley Numrich. Possession error, but then we will go to Benedictine. Looking for the rebound numbers. It's got to be huge. Yeah, Benedictine leading in after one quarter, 10-3, rebounding the basketball. That's a defensive rebound. Offensive, 14-4. So that is incredible. 14-4 lead. Here's a 15-footer off the back of the rim, and it won't go in, but they're going to call a travel. As BC kind of squared up a little bit, and Ronnie Roddinghouse pulled that second foot up just a little to get a good look at it, and BC will turn it over. 9.5 to play in the first half. Baker coming up the floor. If they're going to get back in this game, they're going to need to begin to whittle into this thing. 3-point shot is in and out, no good, and the rebound is going to be on the floor, rolling around, and Baker's going to pick it up. Really good hustle underneath by Emma Cunningham. Wildcats with the ball around to the left side. No room. Out on top. Cunningham head fakes, goes in, loses the handle on it, picks it back up, lobs it off on top. Shot clock's at 5. Two hearts has it. Beats Cunningham 16 feet away. Knocks it in with 1. Emma Cunningham has 4 of her team's 7. 21-7 to Lady Ravens. A little over a minute into the second quarter. BC down the floor. Then here's Lauren Joubert. Batted out of her hand for a minute, able to recover it. Swings it over to the right side. Riley Wade in the game for the first time to begin the second quarter. Now to feed down to the baseline. Roddinghouse across to the baseline. The pass in the middle is going to be batted away. It comes back to Benedictson. Coming into the game, Leah Van Wielden. And also back in, Sophia Barrett for Baker. 8:35 to go, first half. Benedictson will bring it in. Into the lane. Turnaround shot. Off the window, no good. Offensive board. Block. Rebounded down. Benedictson. Riley Wade. And they will say the shot clock violation. BC is going to give it back. Out of the court for Coach Folsom right now. Kennedy Nicholson and Lauren Joubert. Riley Wade, Aaliyah Raines, and Riley Roddinghouse. Jalen Tuharts. Madelina Ochoa, Leah Van Wielden, Sophia Barrett, and Emma Cunningham. The five of the court for Baker. Long cross-court pass. Broadcast into the lane. Running shot way off the mark. Rebounding it. Benedictson Wade coming down with the board. Ravens flying up the court. Joubert will bring it top of the key. Skip pass into the lane. Back and in. Twisting, turning. Shot again. Deflected. Roddinghouse getting one away, but it was blocked. And now underneath on the other end, all alone, Emma Cunningham for the uncontested layup. And suddenly, Baker has rolled off, what, seven unanswered? And BC is going to take a timeout. 51 to go. We're in the first half of the ladies' game. It is Benedictine 21, Baker 9.
There's only so much that can be said here, literally, about Skyway Vapes at 711 Commercial Street in downtown Atchison. But the keys are this. The friendly, knowledgeable staff will lead you through the many lines of juices, the large variety of mods and kits, and some of the most affordable, reliable, and many-flavored disposables in the area. They have alternative vaping products, too. Wink, wink. Did I mention 90 varieties of wildberry incense and locally made beard oil? Skyway Vapes, downtown Atchison, 711 Commercial Street.
Bray, you tricked me a little bit. Normally we have a little transition music thing goes in there, but we're going to be good as the Lady Ravens come up the court with it. 21-9. BC in front. Over to the right side is going to be Raines. Leah works toward the baseline. Pivots with the right foot. Brings out above the circle. Beautiful head fake. Lost the defender and a three-pointer. Wide open and good, Lauren Joubert. So Lauren Joubert. They'll have her fifth point of the game, 24-9 at BC. Baker back up with it, too hard. Gets it to Ochoa. Ochoa slides to the right side, working against Joubert. Pulls up her dribble, feeds to the block. Cunningham high off the window, rolls around and good. And right now, Emma Cunningham is the only offense for this team. She has nine of her team's 8 of her team's 11. 8 of her team's 11. 24-11 BC. In the lane, Lady Ravens rotate. Hook shot up and short. Offensive board. Followed up, blocked away. Taken away by Baker. They're going to walk it up the floor. Benedictson is going to backpedal and pick up the defense across midcourt. Coming back into the Lady Raven lineup, the first dead ball opportunity will be Nicole Stork on the right side of the free throw line. Ochoa will pull up from 15 and knock it down. Make that two hearts. That's Jayla two hearts. 24-13. So the Benedictine, at one time, 18-point lead. Make that 19-point lead. Is melted away. Here's the three! Up and good! Aaliyah Raines has five. 6 minutes to play in the half. 27-13, Benedictine. BC trapping the ball now as it gets across midcourt, and it's going to be stolen. Picking it up is going to be Riley Wade. Feeds in the middle. Joubert attacks the bucket, drives and shoots and scores. Give her the bucket. And is it going to be plus one? It is. Count the two. The foul is going to be on Sophia Barrett. That is her first. It is team foul one of the second quarter by either team. Not many fouls being called in this one. And Nicole Struck is going to return to the floor for the Lady Ravens. Also, coming back into the game, it'll be Josie Weiser. So Josie Weiser is in and out with Aaliyah Raines. And here at 5:44 to go in the half, Benedictine leading at 29-13. The free throw's going to make it 30-13. So Laura Dubert, what a great start she's had today. 3, 4, 5, 6, 8 points now for Dubert. Ah, there it is. I can't find my phone. I hear it ringing. It must be 6:02. And that means you're listening to Benedictine Basketball on KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison. Running shot from the middle of the lane is going to be up and in. Jalen Two Hearts picking up the pace a little bit, and she's at 7. 30-15. Here's a three. Count it, Josie, from downtown. Josie Weiser's first bucket of the game. 33-15, Benedictine. Up by 18. Their largest lead so far has been 19. 5 minutes left in the half. Two Hearts will attack from the left side. Pulls up from the left side of the lane. The shot won't drop. Rebound underneath. Follow shot's going to be up and in. Kind of a two-handed, awkward shot, but it counts just as well. And those points will belong to Caitlin Cole, who has just come into the game, and we're going to get another Baker T.O. Taking a break at 4:49 to go. We're still in the opening half in the ladies' game. It is Benedictine 33, Baker 17.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. Try their signature stack burgers or chicken strip basket, original or honey barbecue sauced and tossed. Top it off with a classic DQ treat, like a hot fudge sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
We've got Ray, producing and engineering, back at a studio. Tom Compton here at the Collins Center. There is a slate of games going on around at the conference here this evening. And just a quick look at them. Peru State is at Park. You've got Clark at home with Central Methodist. William Penn hosting Graceland. Mid-America at Missouri Valley tonight. Mount Mercy at Grandview. And this Benedictine at Baker game will update you on scores as we go along. Coming out of the timeout, let's see what we've got going on here for Lady Ravens. Kennedy Nicholson and Riley Brueggemann, Josie Weiser, Jennifer Jacobs in the game with Nicole Stork. Lady Raven 5, Jacobs will have it. Top side, all alone, straight away. It's a three, hits the back of the rim, the long rebound. It's going to be knocked away from Riley Brueggemann, and it'll be tapped out of bounds with Jose Brueggemann having touched it last. It belongs to Baker. BC's going to go to some pressure on the inbound. Baker brings it in to Sophia Barrett. She walks it up the floor. They're waiting to trap her. She gets near midcourt. Little hook pass over to the right side, still to the backcourt. Still looking. They're inside 19, and there's the 10. I'm looking at the shot clock. It's at 19. The official throws up both hands, and that Lady Raven pressure stopped the ball from even making it to the center. BC's going to have it back in. It'll be inbounded by Nicole Stork. Brueggemann brings it up. Works her way to the left side. Little seesaw dribble is going to be stolen away from her. And Baker will pick it up. We have a foul call. They just going to call us a travel. That's what it's going to be. It'll be Baker basketball. Back into the game for Baker. Two Hearts in Ochoa. Is right now Coach Murillo just trying to figure out what five she's got that can get some points on the board for her. BC leading at 33-17. And now the outlet pass is just well out of the reach of Jalen Two Hearts. goes into the crowd, and Benedictine is going to have it back in from the far side. 4 minutes to go here in the first half. Lady Ravens with the basketball with the lead. Around to the left side, it's going to be Nicole Stewart. Dumps it over to Brueggemann. Brueggemann starts to the baseline, wanted to take the shot. Little hook pass underneath. Jacobs turns right, then rotates backward, turns left, puts it off the winner and in. Jennifer Jacobs with five, pushing the BC advantage down to 35-17. With only 3:40 to go in the half, Lady Ravens continue to maintain this distance. They've led by as many as 19. Baker cut it a little bit, but BC's pushed it right back up to this 18-point advantage. Player defense has just caused Baker fits. The drive to the right side, here's a 14-foot runner off the mark, and as the player comes down to the floor, we're going to get a Benedictine foul called, and Baker player, as she came down, landed badly on her ankle, and we're going to take a timeout, Joseph, as they look at her. As they attend to the Baker player, we're going to get a timeout at 3:24 to go. We're in the opening half, Ben Baldwin City. Benedictine 35, Baker 17.
Hundley Liquor is your hometown liquor store with everything you can imagine. Whether you're in the mood to finish a great day by kicking back and drinking a domestic or imported beer, or maybe even a fine wine to pair with your dinner tonight, whatever your need, look no further. Hundley Liquor at 119 South 9th Street has got it. Beer, wine, spirits. Hundley Liquor, hometown friendly, hometown helpful in Atchison.
You hear the applause in the background for Baker's Sophia Barrett. As she came down, landed very badly on the right foot, and Coach Murillo on one side and a trainer on the other helping her off the floor. You'd think Coach Murillo would have been over on the sideline and allowed one of her assistance and delegated that authority, but that is not how that went. Going to get it down to the end of the bench where they're going to look at her. Out of the court for Benedictine, Kennedy Nicholson and Riley Brueggemann, Josie Weiser, Jennifer Jacobs, Nicole Stork. And for Baker, Haley Numrich is going to come in with Emma Cunningham and Leah Van Wielden. Madalena Ochoa and Jalen Two Hearts. Baker at the free throw line. The shot? No. And what they've done is what Benedictine had done earlier. Injured player was the one who was going to have been coming to the free throw line. And as she's injured, they're going to let Haley Numrich take these free throws. But her first one, not successful. One more look. This one is. So she'll get one of the two. Cutting the Benedictine lead now to 35-18. We're 3:20 to go. Opening half zipping right along here in Baldwin City, Kansas. Great to have you along on a 70-degree November afternoon. BC has the ball stolen, and in an effort to recover it, Nicole Stewart reaches out and will pick up her first foul. It'll be Benedictine's second foul of the second quarter. Fouls, again, have not been an issue for either team at any point yet in this first half. BC has no one with more than one. Baker, similarly, has no one with more than one foul. Two Hearts putting it in play on the far side. Gets it into Ochoa in the backcourt. Skips it back. Two Hearts right. Once underneath the cutting edge. She's really been the devastating player in the middle. They lob it to her again. Off the block. Shot is up and won't go. Rebound. Jacobs had it. Cunningham takes it away, but the official behind it says no. Jump ball. Coach Murillo wanted a foul call. Wasn't going to get it. And it'll be, with all of the possession, Baker basketball. Kennedy Nicholson will return to the Lady Raven lineup. She'll switch out with Riley Brueggemann. And here's Baker. They'll swing it up on top. The feet of the block. Shot is up. No good. And Stork rebounds it down. Has it slapped out of her hands. It'll be Lady Raven basketball from deep in the backcourt. 2:50 to go in the half. BC with a 35-18 lead. That official coming over and having a word with Haley Numrich, because to say that she was playing a tight defense would be understatement. as she's trying to slow down Lauren Dubert. Dubert will take the ball, bring it up the floor, pushes it off on top to Nicole. And as Stork starts to drive to the right side, she's going to be fouled. The whistle on to Leah Van Wielden, and she's going to be that first player to pick up a second foul this evening. Team fouls even at two apiece, 2.5 to play in the first half, and the inbound by Josie slapped out of bounds. She threw that basically into the hands of Jalen Two Hearts. And finally, they're going to be wise to just lob it out to the middle, and here comes the Benedictine offense, driving it down the left side of the lane, a little behind the back, layup is up and missing. Rebounding it down is going to be Jacobs. Jennifer plays really well tonight. Got family here, putting on a great performance. Skip out on top. Weiser launching three. Drains the second three of the night. Josie Weiser with a half dozen. And the Lady Ravens now by 20. 38-18. 2:12 to go. Opening half. Again, the Raven defensive pressure has been just insurmountable for Bakers. They have not got a good look at the rim other than maybe a couple of shots off the block by Cunningham. Cunningham now flashes out, plays a high post, swings it over to the left side. Three-point shot is up, and it won't go down for Two Hearts. Rebounding it down is going to be Weiser. Gets it to Stork. Back to Weiser, who reluctantly brings the ball up the floor. I think she wants Kennedy to do it, but Kennedy goes all the way down to the baseline right, deep into the corner, driving into the lane. The shot up off the window and good! Two more for Jacobs, and she's at seven. 40-18 Benedictine. A minute and a half to go in the first. BC with a 22-point lead. Out on top for Baker. It's going to be Numerich. She'll go three. It's uncontested. It's also not close, but Cunningham sweeps down the offensive board, and they're going to call a blocking foul in the middle on Stork. So for Nicole Stork, foul number two. Picked up both of them in the second quarter. And I'm sure she will come out. She will. And returning to the floor for Benedictine is the starter, Riley Rottinghaus. So Riley Rottinghaus into the game. Little hook pass over to the right side. Cunningham thought about taking the long shot. Does it. Now the shot from the top for three. No good. Rebound held and then lost out of bounds for BC by Dubert. She had it for a minute. Kind of took her eye off of it. The ball slipped away from her. 66 seconds left in the opening half. BC up 22. Baker with it. 16 on the shot clock. Now, another three launched. That one also misses. Rebound tipped around. Saved underneath. The follow shot will go in. So for Baker, Van Wielden will have her first points of the game. 40-20 Benedictine. 45 seconds left in the first. And it, Raven outlets pass down to the baseline. Looking for Rottinghaus. It'll elude her. Go out of bounds. Baker will be putting it back in from the west side of the gymnasium. Crowd beginning to filter in a little bit. It was kind of sparse at the onset of the game, but as we're approaching halftime, and maybe some of the students have had supper, maybe decide to swing by the gym for a little while. I would expect maybe pretty good turnout by the time the guys' game gets underway. We'll have that one, of course, here at Curate at 7:30. The shot from underneath is going to be blotted by Rottinghaus, and Baker's going to recover it. We're in single digits on the shot clock. Out on top of it is going to be Ochoa. She'll cut down to the left, pulls up, 14-foot runner, knocked it in. Ochoa's first bucket of the game. 40-22 Benedictine. Lady Ravens have got 15 seconds to get one shot away. Coach Bolson's on his feet saying, get down into the forecourt. 8 seconds. Still way up on top. 6 seconds. At the free throw line. 14-footer from just inside is up and way short. Rebound with one, and they're not going to get a shot away. It's intermission. We've come to halftime here on the road in Baldwin City tonight. We'll be back to summarize the first half for you as the teams head for the locker room. It's the Lady Ravens at Benedictine 40, Baker 22.
Are you confused about the stock market? Do you feel like you're taking too much risk? Do you just feel lost at times on what to do? If you are looking for investment guidance in these uncertain times, Hamada Wealth Management is here to assist. Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management has been helping retirees with their income and retirement plans for over 24 years. If you are looking for some direction with your investment and retirement portfolio, they invite you to give them a call. They'll be happy to sit down and review your financial goals. Make sure your investments are in tune with your objectives. And finally, make sure you're not taking too much risk. At Hamada Wealth Management, they believe it's important to not just make money, but preserve it. To schedule your income and retirement plan review, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Atchison, Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
Having a hand it on with us here on Get Ready this evening is the men's teams. They're out on the floor going through the pregame warm-up. Don't forget, we've got their game coming up after this one at 7:30 in anticipated start time. Ladies game moving along at a pretty brisk pace in the first half, aided by not a lot of fouls and virtually no free throws taken. But that said, let's take a few moments and assess the halftime statistics. First of all, for Baker, their opening quarter shooting woes improved a little bit, but just a little. They went from 2 of 13 in the opening quarter to 8 of 18 in the second quarter. From the outside, they continue to shoot very badly, 0 for 4, and hit 1 of 2 free throws. So Baker, at this point, struggling from the three-point range. For Benedictine, they've cooled off a little bit, but I'll tell you what, are still playing very, very well. Lady Ravens, 7 of 15 in the second quarter, 8 of 15 in the first. From the outside, they started off 2 of 6. Second quarter, they went 4 out of 5 three-point shooting, hit their only free throw. Benedictine is right now hitting 50% of their shots from the floor, 55% from three-point range, and 80% at the free throw line. Baker is hitting 32% and hitting 14% from the outside. Rebounding totals, Benedictine. Their lead is trimmed somewhat. It's now a 21-15 Lady Raven rebounding lead, and all of that's on the defensive side. Offensive boards are even at 8 for each team. Lady Ravens with 13 defensive boards, and for Baker, 7 boards. Lady Wildcats are led by Emma Cunningham with 8 points. 5 in the first half for Jocelyn Twohearts. It was a 4-point half for Madalena Ochoa, 2 apiece for Leah Van Wielden and Caitlin Cole, and 1 from Haley Numrich. Starter Sophia Barrett did not score, and then ultimately Sophia Barrett, met 3:24 to go in the opening half, exited the floor with a ankle injury, and we have not seen her return yet. For Benedictine, tremendously balanced scoring, as Lauren Dubert has come off the bench to lead her team. 8 points for Lauren. It was a 7-point first half for Jennifer Jacobs. 3 of 4 shooting from the floor for Jennifer. 5 apiece for Kennedy Nicholson and Aaliyah Raines and Nicole Stork. Josie Weiser has 6 points, 2 of 4 three-point shooting. And at 2 apiece for both Riley Roddinghouse and Riley Brueggemann. Looking at personal fouls, again, for Benedictine, only 1 player, Nicole Stork, has more than 1, and she has 2. And for Baker, only Madalena Ochoa and Emma Cunningham. Or no, just Ochoa with more than 1, and she has 2 for the Lady Wildcats. That's it. Again, the guys are warming up. Their game coming up here on Kent Radio at 7:30, but right now it's intermission of the ladies' game, and we're going to take a break with your halftime score here in the Collins Center. Benedictine 22, Benedictine 40, Baker 22. We're kicking it back to Ray in the Kent Radio Sports Studio. He's got you halftime.
Ta-da! For our next trick, Taco John's will turn your dollar into deliciousness with our new BOGO for a Buck menu. Buy an item from our BOGO menu and presto taco. Look, a tasty Taco Bravo for just a buck. A la Carrito. There, now it's a classic meat and potato burrito for a buck. That's one talented dollar. Try this new BOGO for a Buck menu trick for yourself at your nearest Taco John's. Download our app, earn free food.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
There's only so much that can be said here, literally, about Skyway Vapes at 711 Commercial Street in downtown Atchison. But the keys are this. The friendly, knowledgeable staff will lead you through the many lines of juices, the large variety of mods and kits, and some of the most affordable, reliable, and many-flavored disposables in the area. They have alternative vaping products, too. Wink, wink. Did I mention 90 varieties of wildberry incense and locally made beard oil? Skyway Vapes, downtown Atchison. 711 Commercial Street.
Taco John's will turn your dollar into deliciousness with our new BOGO for a Buck menu. Buy an item from our BOGO menu and presto taco. Cook a tasty taco bravo for just a buck. A la burrito. There, now it's a classic meat and potato burrito for a buck. That's one talent a dollar. Try this new BOGO for a Buck menu trick for yourself at your nearest Taco John's. Download our app, earn free food.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room. Locally owned and operated, Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods and great beer, wine, and spirits, you always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
And good evening, Care Country. Ray Penning back at the Care Sports Studios with your halftime. Looking at scores around the Heart of America Athletic Conference in women's basketball tonight, Park is leading Prue State 32-31 as they start the second half. Clark University is up on Central Methodist 52-36 as they start the second half. In third quarter action, William Penn 49, Graceland 35. Mid-America Nazarene is trailing Missouri Valley 27-32 as they start the third quarter there in Marshall. Start of the third quarter has Grandview 40, Mount Mercy 20. And your score of Benedictine game, BC ladies leading Baker 40-22. And we'll be back out to Tom Couch with the call here shortly. Here is Jackson Dean with Fearless.
I believe in ghosts, most people don't. I swear it on my grandpa's grave. I seen them in the trees, I seen them in my dreams, and I still can't stay away. My heart wants to wander here and over yonder. Let you come along and take it. Maybe you're the right one, the right by my side one. Maybe you're the one that's gonna break it. Cause I'm feeling, I jump off the ledges, burn on the bridges, walk on the edges. I'm feeling, I don't mind the shadows, take all the arrows, right in the echoes. And I don't mind the night, I don't mind the fight, even if I lose, I got big care, how that is. I'm feeling, except when it comes.
Yeah!
Hey, with that, we welcome you back again to Baldwin City, Kansas, the Collins Center on the Baker University campus, where we're getting set to go to the second half of tonight's women's game, the first half of our college basketball doubleheader here on CARE Radio. Good to have you along. Going to the second half is a 40-22 Benedictine lead. Lady Ravens have the ball, and we're back underway. Benedictine with those starters. A quick 16-foot jump shot up won't go. Offensive board underneath. Lady Ravens are going to keep it alive. Kennedy Nicholson and Allie Kramer. Jennifer Jacobs, Aaliyah Raines, Riley Rottinghouse. Here's a three from the top. Jennifer Jacobs for three. How about that? 10 points. The first double-digit score for either team. Jennifer Jacobs in his 43-22. Benedictine by 21. 9:20 to go in the third quarter. It is very, very good to see Allie Kramer back out on the court. She took a bit of a bonk to the noggin back in the opening quarter, but it's good to see her back in. Shot goes up. Baker, no good. Benedictine rebounds to town. You've got Coach Folsom on his feet, looking like a traffic cop, waving cars through the intersection as he's swinging the arm into the windmill. Driving down the left side. It's up in good range for two. He wants his team to pick up the tempo, push the ball. Raines has seven. And BC's defense, again, just absolutely stifling. It is 45-22. A 23-point lead, the largest of the evening for the Lady Ravens. 8:40 to go in the third quarter. Back over to the right side with it is going to be Andrea Argon. Shot up, no good. Long rebound, Benedictine. Cleared away by Rottinghouse. Rottinghouse will get it away. Up with it, Kramer. Dishes, JJ. Two more! Jennifer Jacobs putting on a display tonight. She's got a dozen. And it's 47-22. 8:20 to go in the third quarter. Now the Ravens steal. Kramer dishes the shot. Two more for Benedictine. And another assist for Kramer. This bucket belongs to Aaliyah Raines, and she's got nine. 49-22. And a travel forced because of the Benedictine pressure defense by Andrea Argon. Argon just coming into the game. We had not seen her at all in the first half. We knew that she was on the team, the 5'10" junior from Barcelona, Spain, coming out of Ellsworth Community College. And Benedictine will be putting into play at midcourt. Here's Kramer. Goes over to the right side to Raines. She swings the ball side to side. Drives to the free throw line. Kicks it back to Jacobs above the three-point circle. Jacobs, little skip pass down to the right side. Here's the back door. The shot. Nicholson for two. Give that assist to Riley Rottinghouse. Kennedy Nicholson has seven. 51-22, Benedictine. And it's a runaway freight train. It's the Lady Ravens explode. Now to a 29-point lead. 7.5 to go in the third quarter. The speed to the right side of the free throw line. Trying to back in. Look up her room. It's going to be Leah Van Wielden. Pushes it back off on top. Driving into the middle is going to be Numerich. She'll lob it out to the middle, and it's saved just before over and back. Shot clock three. Shot clock two. Long range shot. Oh, my goodness. The crowd loves the three by Emma Cunningham as a desperation shot from about 22 feet. 51-25. First points of the second half scored by Baker. 7 to go in the third quarter. End of the lane. Driving. Left-hand layup. Won't go in for range, but she had split the defense and driven in. It was wide open. Quickly back down the left side. 12-foot runner. In and out. No good. Rebound. Kramer. Boy, Allie's come out of the locker room, and you can see that she's looking to make up for the time she missed in the second quarter as they were tending to that injury. Little bump to the left eye. Here's a drive. The shot by Jacobs. No. Gets her own rebound. Pushes it up with two hands and scores. Jennifer Jacobs with 14. 53-25 Benedictine. Lady Ravens continue to press the defense. It'll come into the forecourt for Baker to Emma Cunningham between the circles. Swings it over to Jalen Twohearts. Jalen goes to the right side, working against Nicholson. She goes to the baseline. Three defenders step up on her. The missed shot. Rebounded back down. Nicholson. She'll dump it over to the right side. Spinning. The feed comes back out on top. Down to the baseline right. Off the block. The shot goes up, and we're going to get a Baker foul. The whistle is going to be on Haley Numerich. Her first. Team foul one of the second half. So, out of the game, we'll go Kramer and Raines and Rottinghouse. Benedictine is going to bring Josie Weiser into the game. They're going to bring Nicole Stark into the lineup. And see if I can pick up, put the ball in play for BC. That's going to be Lauren Dubert. Here's a feed to the baseline, and it's going to get away. And we've got another Baker player down on the floor. Now the teammates are going to help her up, and not sure what's happened to her, if she's okay. Teammate Emma Cunningham has picked her up, kind of wrestling her around. And coming off in apparent distress is Caitlin Cole. She'll go down to the end of the bench and look to gather herself a little bit. 5:45 to play in the third quarter. Benedictine with a commanding 53-25 lead in this women's college basketball game. Baker will break it into the forecourt, dump it to the right side to Two Hearts. She'll go for the three and knock it down. Jalen Two Hearts, second three of the game. 53-28 Lady Ravens. BC comes back on top. Baker's player defense just not matching up. Out on top, Weiser back to the left. The three, too strong. Rebound, Jacobs again. And BC will keep it alive. Into the lane, Nicholson. Off the glass, gets it and one. What a play, Kennedy Nicholson. And she's a little slow to come to her feet. Got knocked hard to the floor, and now she's kind of walking a little gingerly. Already got a big ankle brace on the right ankle. She's going to walk around a little bit and kind of walk this off. I'm guessing that she'll come out after the free throw. And that's exactly what's going to happen. So Nicholson the bucket and the plus one. It's going to be the third foul on Van Wielden. The free throw is good. At a conventional three-point play by Kennedy Nicholson, stretches the Benedictine lead to 56-28 with 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. So Nicholson will, in fact, check out. And BC will steal the ball on the upcourt play. Here's Weiser. Topside Jacob. Feeds in the middle. Stork drives, shoots, scores. Nicole Stork. 7 for Nicole, 58-28. BC again gets it up to 30. And the Lady Ravens got off to that huge early start. I tell you what. You can say all you want to. Oh, you can battle back, and you can. But you get down by a lot early. Coming back is a massive undertaking, and Benedictine got to that huge lead early in this game. Shot goes up. No. Cunningham follows it up, and yes. Emma Cunningham with 13. 58-30. Benedictine. Lady Ravens are going to drive down and the spinning move into the lane and the shot on its way by Brueggemann. But prior to the shot, they're going to say she was fouled on the drive. And that is going to be a foul on Sanjaya Waller. Sanjaya into the game for the first time tonight. She is a 5'5" freshman from Tallahassee, Florida. Ravens will bring it in. Pass into the middle. The turnaround shot. Wide left. Rebound BC, and the save is going to be taken away out on top by Baker and Van Wielden. Two Hearts will bring it up the floor. 4 minutes to go. Third quarter. Here's a jump shot from the top, and we're going to have a Benedictine foul. It is going to be on Riley Brueggemann. It'll be her first. And it is going to send Jalen Two Hearts to the free throw line. Three free throws coming up for Jalen. Her first one is good. Men's game coming up here on Kit Radio after this one. An anticipated 7:30 tip-off here in the Collins Center. So stick around with us for that. Second free throw, airborne, too strong. Rebound pulled down by BC. So that was, I thought it was a three, but apparently it was a two. And now this rebound is going to be lost out of bounds, and they'll say Lady Ravens touched it last. So, I thought that was a three-shot free throw opportunity because I thought that shot from the top was above the arc. But apparently it was not, so let me fix my scorebook here. correct that. Baker will have it into their offensive end. Trailing Benedictine 58-31, 4:02 to go. Beta Ravens with Brugham and Dubert, Weiser, Jacob, Stork out of the court. Cunningham into the lane, couple of steps, shot is up, no good, no travel, and a rebound is going to be cleared away. Brugham with the basketball up the floor. To the left end, dribble into the forecourt, dumps it over to Josie. The uncontested three is going to be off the back of the rim. Rebounded dad, Jennifer Jacobs, a follow shot. Jacobs with 16, and it's 60-31. 3.5 to go, third quarter. Benedictine defense has been great. Here's a long shot, up missing. Jacobs with a rebound, has it knocked out of her hand for a moment, but she's able to recover and get it to Brueggemann. She'll weave her way into the forecourt, start down the right side. Accelerate to the top of the three-point arc. Now we'll cut into the lane. Dish it back out on top. Josie, she'll go three again. I'm too strong. Rebound out of bounds. It'll be off. Oh, they're going to stamp off the Raven. I thought maybe Cunningham had touched it last, but they will say instead it's off Nicole Stork. Stork and Dubert out of the game. And back in for Benedictine will come Nicholson and... And for the first time in the second half, we'll see Riley Wade. 3:10 to go in third quarter. BC continues to press the basketball. Into the forecourt, Cunningham. Over to the right side. Van Wielden turns and shoots and gets it. Leah Van Wielden, normally one of this team's leading scorers, has her fourth point tonight. And it's 60-33 Benedictine. BC with it on top, comes right side. Reigns, accelerates into the lane with a left-hand dribble, bounces it off on top, the ball loose on the floor, rolling around, and it'll be picked, she'll dish it left, jump shot from there, good for two. Two-point shot going in for Jalen Twohearts. She's having a big third quarter. Of course, with the ball, Rugeman for BC. She'll shake her defender and puts up a shot, but they'll say no. Shaking her defender, they say she commits a foul, and we're going to get a timeout. Let's do it. Taking a break. Rain, 2:16 to go in the third quarter. Benedictine playing well. Lady Raymond 60, Baker 35.
Hi, I'm Laura Weiser from Exchange Bank. In today's world of technology, online banks are popping up everywhere, promising better, more convenient banking. But there's still no better way to bank than with people you know and trust. Exchange Bank provides internet all here, offering personal, face-to-face service you just don't get with online banks. Come see us. We're here for you.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
Back with you here in Baldwin City, Kansas. Teams coming out of the timeout. Quick look at other games going on around the conference. Everybody in the third quarter except maybe just one, just starting the fourth. Peru State trails Park 55-46. Clark blowing Central Methodist out 71-53. 10-10 over Graceland 58-48. It is Mid-America 50, Missouri Valley 47. Grandview in front of Mount Mercy 54-37. And of course, right here, Benedictine in front, 60-35. Here's a running jump shot up, no good for Baker. Follow shot is up, no good for Baker, and they'll have a BC foul. Perhaps Jacobs, it is. So Jennifer Jacobs, her second foul. Lady Ravens, third. 13th foul of the third quarter. Now Jacobs will come out of the game. And Riley Rottinghouse will check back in. Emma Cunningham coming to the stripe. She's not had a free throw in this game. Has 13 points. The first one won't go. One more free throw coming up for Baker's 6-foot senior from Andover High School. Looks it, shoots it, and it rattles around but goes in. 60-36. The Baker creeping a little closer with a minute 50 to go in the third. Josie comes down, feeds in the middle of Riley Wade. Back out Josie, head fix her defender, pulls up 13-footer right side, yeah. Josie 8 points now. 62-36. Outlet pass is going to be lost out of bounds. It looked like Riley Wade looked to steal it, but apparently did not touch the ball, and the errant pass intended for Leah Van Wielden goes out of bounds. BC will bring it back up the floor. Up court, Allie Kramer. Again, still good to see Allie out there and seeming to be just fine after a hard spill back in the opening quarter. She's come back here in the second half. Here's Rain, steps in from 14, too strong. Rebound, going to be secured down by two hearts. Johnson will bring it up the court. Bombs it over to the left side. 1 minute to go in the third quarter. Cunningham, top of the key, back over to the right side. It's going to be Ochoa, no rebound, Riley Wade. Wade clears down the ball and races down the right side. 47 seconds to go in the third. BC out on top. Shot clock at 17. Kramer kicks it over to the left side. It's going to be knocked out of the hands of Reigns and out of bounds as Reigns being guarded by Jalen Two Hearts. So 11 on the shot clock. 35 seconds left. Third quarter. Benedictine in the new traveling black uniforms. Black jerseys and shorts with red and white lettering and trim. Kramer backs in. Dishes over. Three-pointer Wade. Nope. Rebound. Ochoa. Shot clock goes off. Baker coming up the floor with it. Ochoa brings it down. Works it over to the right side. Beasley sets a player to the scorer's table, but can't imagine she'll get in this quarter. 10 seconds left. Two hearts back with it. On top to Cunningham. 4 seconds. Two hearts for three. Got it! And that will take us to the end of the third quarter. We go to the fourth in Baldwin City. Benedictine, 62. Baker, 39.
Are you confused about the stock market? Do you feel like you're taking too much risk? Do you just feel lost at times on what to do? If you are looking for investment guidance in these uncertain times, Hamada Wealth Management is here to assist. Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management has been helping retirees with their income and retirement plans for over 24 years. If you are looking for some direction with your investment and retirement portfolio, they invite you to give them a call. They'll be happy to sit down and review your financial goals, make sure your investments are in tune with your objectives, and finally, make sure you're not taking too much risk. At Hamada Wealth Management, they believe it's important to not just make money, but preserve it. To schedule your income and retirement plan review, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Atchison, Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
Minutes to go in the ladies' game. Benedictine with a commanding 62-39 lead. Welcome back, everybody. I say commanding, and yet BC has led by as many as 30, leading it right now by a meager 23 going to the fourth quarter. BC continues to play well, shooting 51% from the floor, 44% from three-point, 84% from the free throw line. Here's a three-point shot for Baker. In and out, no good. And rebound is going to be stolen away. But a Wildcats and a follow shot. Nicely done. It's going to be up and good. Putting that one in, Leah Van Wielden, and she's got six. 62-41. Just underway in the fourth quarter. Kramer will throw it over to the left side. It's going to get away from Aaliyah Rain. And back up with it will come Baker into the forecourt. Cunningham, she has not been out. They need her on the floor. She brings some size. She brings some scoring. And she brings a lot of leadership and some of those intangibles to the floor. Benedictine's going to have a foul called on Lauren Dubert. It'll be her first foul of the fourth quarter by either team. Coming to the free throw line for Baker is going to be Jalen Two Hearts. Jalen is 1-2 at the line tonight. 16 points. Free throw. Hits the back of the rim. Bounces straight up to about the top of the square and then falls straight in good. Benedict and McNine, 20 to play in the game, continues to look for its first point of the fourth quarter. Both free throws are good by two hearts, and Baker creeps closer. It is 62-43. Skip pass over to the right side. Ravens on offense. BC to the left. Riley Wade. Off on top, it'll go to Allie Kramer. Long cross court. That's going to be Dubert. Kramer, Dubert, Wade. Reigns, Rottinghouse. Those are the Raven five right now. Shot clock's at 6. Shot clock's at 5. The running shot is up and thrown wildly at the bucket. It's no good. And rebounding it back down is Baker. Riley Wade, he kind of crossed over underneath. Launched one backward behind her head. The backboard and completely beyond the rim. And now on the trip up the court, we're going to have a foul. Lady Ravens losing some of the intensity that they had experienced or had shown earlier. Riley Rottinghouse. Her first foul, Lady Raven team foul 2 of the fourth quarter, a minute and a half in. Kramer's going to come out of the game, and Wade will come out for BC. So Dubert, Reigns, and Rottinghouse will stay in. You've got Kennedy Nicholson and Jennifer Jacobs. Here's a quick turnaround shot. 2 more for Emma Cunningham, and Baker has rolled off a quick 6 to start the fourth quarter. It is 62-45. 8:20 left. Jacob swings it over to the left side to Reigns. Head fake, 17-foot shot, no. Rebound Baker. And BC has suddenly lost the spark. 8 minutes to go in the game. For Baker, the only question is there and nearly enough time. They continue to trail by some 17 points, but down not long ago by 30. Working around to the left side is going to be Matlina Ochoa. Little backdoor pass is knocked away from Cunningham. You know that's who they want. They want to get it into their big post in the middle. 6-foot senior Emma Cunningham. Ravens are going to be back up with it into the lane. Little bounce pass underneath. Turnaround shot for the baseline. Won't go down. Rottinghouse can't get it to fall. And back the other way with it will come Baker. 7:20 left. Wildcats with another opportunity, and Benedictine has gone 3 minutes into the fourth quarter without putting a point on the board. Cunningham from 15. 2 more! BC needs a chance. Coach Folsom will come to his feet after having seen his team outscored 8-0 to begin the fourth quarter. We're taking a timeout, Ray. 7:09 to go in the ballgame. Benedictine's Lady Ravens 62, Baker 47.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacements, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Acheson Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Acheson Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer with locations in Smithville and 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Acheson.
Center on a Baker University campus where the Lady Ravens exploded to a 30-point lead, but now Baker in the fourth quarter, look at the battle back because that scored BC 8-0. And Lady Ravens will come up court with it. Reigns out on top, Nicholson. And now BC has changed tactics entirely. They've gone from attacking the basket to looking to run time off the clock, running a little motion up on top, and now the shot will go up, and it's no good. Rebounding it back down, Baker. So the Lady Wildcats now have taken the momentum, and trailing by some 15 now, they'll have a shot at it. Out on top is going to be Cunningham. Gets it to Two Hearts. She travels. No whistle. A three-pointer in and out. No good. And a rebound. Turned away by BC. Lady Ravens weaving their way into the forecourt, racing down the floor. It's going to be knocked away from behind, taken away by Cunningham. Now you got Coach Murillo on her feet, waving her team down the court. She wants to pick up the tempo. She wants to keep that energy going. 6 minutes to play. 62-47, Benedictine. They'll skip pass over to the left side of the free throw line. Back to the rim. Now cutting down the right side of the lane. Running shot up and good. Leah Van Wielden with 8. And Baker continues to just roll in the fourth quarter. 49-62. They're on a 10-0 run to begin the fourth. Topside Jacobs. Goes between the circles. Rottinghouse. Here's Kennedy. And again, BC slowed it way down. Nicholson has the ball knocked out of her hand. It's going to go out of bounds. Back to Benedictine. And for BC, the slowdown game has not helped them much. Out on top with it. Around the right side. Shot for 3. No. And Benedictine commits a foul on the effort at the rebound, and the fourth quarter continues to go badly for the Lady Ravens. .520 to go. On the inbound, it's going to be knocked away and out of bounds. Off BC. Again, Baker brings it in. Do the Wildcats have enough time now to come back from 13 down with 5:24 to play? Here's Leah Van Wielden with a basketball into the forecourt. Emma Cunningham. Coach Murillo has quit substituting. She's got the 5 out there she wants. Sanjaya Waller. Two hearts. Ochoa, Van Wielden, Cunningham. And now Benedictine coming up with a basketball. John Priest stolen away. Driving it down. Coast to coast. Running layup. Good! And there you go. Back to attacking the basket. Back to playing aggressively. And getting now points on the board. The bucket by Allie Kramer. Plus 1. And it will be the third foul on Jalen Two Hearts. First fourth quarter foul by Baker. At the free throw line, Allie Kramer. Her first free throw of the game is going to be very short. And the rebound tipped out. Two Hearts will clear it down. For the Wildcats, 64-49 BC, as we go inside 5 minutes of play in the game. Topside with it is going to be Ochoa. Baker's coaching staff and Coach Murillo are going to be able to tell her team after the game, look what you can do when you try. Here's a running shot for the right side. It's going to be up and good. Two more for Two Hearts. She's got 20. 64-51. 4:30 to go. And now, just full court pressure, trying to knock the ball away from Kramer, but instead, Sanjaya Walker picks up the personal foul. Waller will have her second foul of the game, and Benedictine will be putting the ball in play from 28-foot mark at the backcourt against some pressure on the inbound. 4.5 minutes left. Here comes Allie Kramer. Allie's only points in the game, those two she scored a moment ago. Over to the left side to Rain. Aaliyah back out on top of the come to Kramer. And again, Benedictine putting this thing in the icebox, melting the clock down a little bit. Feeds over to the left block, trying to back in. No room. Now the cutter into the middle of the ball. It's going to be bad. A free throw away. Benedictine yet another turnover. Back up the floor, playing aggressively. It's going to be Sanjaya Waller. 4 minutes to go in the ball game. Baker with the basketball, trailing at 64-51. BC by 13. Uncontested 3. No. Rebound, Benedictine. That was a good solid board by Rottinghouse. Ravens will go the other way. And the driving shot by Kramer doesn't go in, but she draws the foul to the chagrin of the Wildcat fans. Van Wielden, I've got her for 4, and so does the score. 4 personal fouls for Baker's Leah Van Wielden. And back to the free throw line, Benedictine and Allie Kramer. Allie's the lone player who's been very aggressive still here into the fourth quarter. She missed her first free throw a moment ago, but will hit that one and has one more coming her way. 65-51. But the clock now is the issue for Baker. Only 3:49 left. Big deep breath. The free throw rolls around. Lays on the back of the ribbon and falls out. And then we're going to have a foul by Benedictine on the effort at the rebound. It's going to be Rottinghouse picking up her second foul. And for Benedictine, it'll be team foul four in the fourth quarter. So Baker's going to have the added advantage now of coming to the free throw line on every foul for the rest of the game. 65-51 Lady Ravens. 3:45 and rolling to play in the game. BC fortunate that Baker did not get on this comeback roll any earlier than they did. So a crossover dribble on top. Wildcats cannot afford to be terribly patient. I mean, you got to look for good possession. You got to look for a good shot. Here's a long two. It's up and good. It's two more for Jalen. Two hearts, and we're going to get a Baker timeout. Coming off that shot, Wildcats taking a break in social.
With three tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
If you go back to the last 2 minutes of the third quarter, Baker has outscored 17-3. But BC, thanks to that massive 30-point lead that they had put together in the middle of the third quarter, has been able to hang on and still leads by a dozen with 3:26 to go. Not an insurmountable obstacle as Baker comes out of the timeout applying full court pressure, and it's going to be brought into Allie Kramer. Kramer racing up the floor against Sanjaya Waller, who picks up the foul. Waller bumping and riding her all the way up the court. Her third foul, team foul four. So now the game's going to really slow down. Both teams are going to be shooting free throws for this last 3:23. Certainly, we hope you're enjoying college basketball here tonight on KAIRFM, Horton, Atchison. BC with the basketball, and again, they go back to that motion offense. Running it from side to side, bringing it around to one side, other side. Now the feet underneath. BC has it batted away. They're going to lose it out of bounds. Ravens turning it over. 3:10 to play. Can't lob it in, and Madalena Ochoa up the floor, gets it to Emma Cunningham. You know, between Cunningham and Two Hearts, these are the two players that they're looking to here in this last 3 minutes. Two Hearts kicks it over to Cunningham. Shot clock at a dozen. Ravens lead by a dozen. Here's a drive down the left side of the lane. Look away pass. Right side all alone. 3-point shot is up and short. Offensive board underneath. And a foul? No, they're going to say as she comes down with a rebound, they're going to say Leah Van Wielden had a foot on the baseline and a break for Benedictine as the Lady Ravens are going to get it back in play. It'll come into Kramer and back over to Nicholson. Benedictine into the forecourt with 2.5 to go. Up a dozen. Skip pass between the circles of reins. She'll kick it over to the right side. Kramer back out on top. Jacobs. And BC will throw it away. From the right wing, Rottinghouse was kicking it out on top to Aaliyah Reigns, and Reigns had broken to the wing. There was nobody out there. The pass to the top, bounced a couple, three times, rolled out of bounds into the scorer's table, and back again will come. Lots and lots of opportunities for the Lady Wildcats. Now they're going to inbound it all the way to the block. Cunningham will drive in, through down. Taken down by Kramer, and she's fouled over the back. Over the top goes Sanjaya Waller, and that is her fourth foul. And for the first time tonight, we will have penalty free throws. Shot, and Benedictine will come to the line on the other end of the court. Continues to be Baker's adversary as much as Benedictine right now. We're down to 2:14 to play. At the line, Allie Kramer. One of three, and hits that one. One more free throw. On its way, no. And a rebound comes down to Cunningham. Here comes Baker. 66-53. Wildcats, top of the key, little right-hand dribble, now squaring up, undefended three-point shot is up just a little too long, and a rebound's going to be tipped around on the floor. Ravens battle for it, cover it up like a fumble, and jump ball called possession arrow. We'll go back to Benedict and the coach, Folsom. Says, give me time. They're calling timeout. Raven ball. BC went to timeout. We're taking a break. 1:54 to play in the game. It's Benedict in 66, Baker 53.
At Amberwell, they understand that choosing the right Medicare plan can be overwhelming. Low monthly premiums are tempting, but remember, it's not always about the cost. It's about what's covered. You could get caught in a plan this year that doesn't truly meet your needs. That's why they encourage you to take advantage of Amberwell's Medicare Optimized service. It's free and provides you with a dedicated healthcare benefits navigator to assist you in selecting the plan best suited to your unique healthcare needs. Schedule your free Medicare Optimized service today by calling 913-367-2650.
Back with you here in Baldwin City, Kansas. Benedict's shooting has cooled down a little bit, but Baker's has really improved. They see 22 of 55 shooting the ball. Baker's 22 of 58. They see 7 of 17 from outside. Baker is 4 of 18. For the Ravens now, as the game has gone on and strategies have changed, Benedict has now turned over 18 times. Baker only has turned it over 15. For BC, the ball's going to be coming in play again from mid-backcourt. Nicholson, Kramer, Jacobs, Reigns, Rottinghouse. The five on the floor for the Lady Ravens. Into the forecourt comes Reigns. She'll have it on top. And now we've got a block and an illegal screen set. Coach Folsom is really upset. And I don't think with the official, I think he's upset that Jacobs set that screen. Player sprawls to the floor. Jacobs picks up her third foul. And I think that should be shot, shouldn't it? Or is they going to call it on the offensive side not being shot? Nope. Okay, so it will not be shot, a break for BC there. But both teams are over the limit. With a minute 45 to go. Pass batted away. Nicholson comes down with it. She goes to the floor. And they're going to say Lane's out of bounds. Back. It'll come to Baker. But again, every minute, the Wildcats go without scoring. BC inches closer to a W to begin the conference season. Two hearts. Ochoa, Van Wilden, Cole Cunningham. The Baker five for Benedictine. Rottinghouse, Reigns, Jacobs, Kramer, and Nicholson. And now the officials have come together, the trio, into the center of the court, making sure that they are all on the same page. And here we go. Trying to get it in down low, but there's no room there, so they have to bring it out near midcourt. Tight defense by Reigns. Two hearts will get off a screen, puts a shot on its way, no good. Tremendous rebound by Reigns, and Aaliyah is going to be fouled in the aftermath. And walk to the other end of the floor. That will be foul number two by Emma Cunningham. But with only a minute 27 to go, Benedictine coming to the free throw line, still clinging to that 13-point lead. For Baker, the big problem is that in the last 2.5 minutes, they've only scored a single point. Free throw on its way. Got it. Double digits going now for Aaliyah Reigns. Her 10th point. Looking over the next one. It is on its way. Got them both. 11 for Reigns. 68-53. And now with a minute 26 to go, Benedictine in a pretty good spot. Trying to look to salt this one away. Minute 15 left. Baker into the forecourt. It's a running three. Short. Ravens with a rebound. Jennifer Jacobs will clear it down. Puts it on the floor one time. Gets it away too. Kramer, alley down the right side, all the way to the baseline, and As she stops, the defender runs into her, and Kramer holding the back of her head, the player who is right behind her holding maybe her dentures, because Kramer got hit hard in the back of the head. She got hit in the front of the head a minute ago, and the poor girl now getting hit hard in the back of the head. And the Baker player is still prone. And for the third time, maybe the fourth time tonight, the trainers have to dart out onto the field to attend to a fallen athlete. 1:05 left. Now the Baker team will exit the floor. The Benedictine team will exit the floor. And Ray, we're going to take a break because they're going to be a minute getting this ironed out. Taking a timeout with 1:05 to go in the game. It remains Lady Ravens 68, Baker 53.
Atchison Auto Parts, it's your locally owned and operated independent Napa dealer with a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry. They provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right parts, whether it's for your passenger vehicle or your heavy duty parts for the big trucks. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
As we return with you here in Baldwin City. The Baker player, she comes off the floor. Now she's back down to the floor in the hallway. She is wobbly and she is woozy and she is absolutely not real well. And they've got her, from where we can see her, down the hallway toward the southeast corner. The trainer's there. They brought her a chair, but she can't get up off the floor to get to it. Coach Murillo's coming over to the near side to talk to her team, who's huddled up now around the assistant coaching staff on the sideline. 1:05 to go in the ballgame. Don't forget the guys' game. You know what? We still got that coming up tonight. Then we've got more college hoops. Tomorrow night, join Gus and me for a sports look here on Care Radio. It'll be right after the Care Radio world-renowned evening report. So somewhere, you know, about 5:20 or so, as soon as the news and weather is complete, we'll be on with Sports Look, covering all things going on in and around the care listening area sports-wise. And then Friday night, it is semifinals in Kansas high school football. We're going to be in Pittsburgh, Kansas, as it'll be JCN at St. Mary's Colgan. So we're back to play. Two free throws knocked in by Allie Kramer. And BC goes up 70-53. Quickly down the court. The shot is up by two. Hearts no good. And Braves are going to rebound it down. And Benedictine now with 1 minute to go, trying to get the ball into the forecourt. Kramer triple teamed it. Will bring it up the floor. She's still double teamed. Finally gets it across the timeline. It doesn't. No. Her outlet pass to Kennedy Nicholson did not get across midcourt to Kennedy in time. And 47 seconds remain. But BC now up 17. This win is salted away. Madlina Ochoa goes over to the right side. Two Hearts. Top side it, Emma Cunningham. Emma tries to get Two Hearts. It's going to be batted away from her by Reigns. And BC brings it up, and Nicholson will come into the forecourt. Shot clock, game clock, less than a second apart. And the Ravens just going to hold it up topside. Nicholson dribbling with the heels at the center circle. Baker's going to lay back. Their fate sealed. And for Benedictine, a tremendous way to begin the Heart of America Athletic Conference season. And they're going to win it on the road here tonight to start things. We'll be back. Final score here this evening. Benedictine's Lady Ravens 70, Baker 53. We'll return to summarize it for you right after this.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays, and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Have you back with us here at the Collins Center on the campus of Baker University in Baldwin City, Kansas, where game one of our college hoops doubleheaders in the books is the Benedict and Lady Ravens. Begin the conference season with a dub. And they knock off Baker tonight, 70-53. A recap of the scoring for you. First of all, for Lady Wildcats, it was Jalen Two Hearts leading the way, 20 points on 7 of 20 shooting the basketball tonight. Emma Cunningham had 18. Leah Van Wilden, 8-4 for Ochoa, Cole with 2-1 for Haley Newbridge. For Benedictine, 3 players in double-digit scoring. How about Jennifer Jacobs? What a night. 7 of 9 from the floor on her way to 16 points to lead the way. Aaliyah Raines with 11-10 for Kennedy Nicholson. Right behind him, Lauren Dubert, Josie Weiser, 8 apiece. 7 of 9 for Nicole Stork. Allie Kramer with a half dozen, all of them in the fourth quarter. Riley Brueggemann, Riley Rottinghouse, each with 2. So for Benedictine, a record improves to 2-2 and 1-0 in the Heart of America Athletic Conference. Tell you what, we're going to take a little bit of a breather here and invite you to stick around second half of our hoops doubleheader coming up here shortly. It'll be the guys' turn as the Ravens and the Baker Wildcats meet. We got a final score in game one here tonight. The Benedictine Lady Ravens, 70. Baker, 53. We're going to kick it back right now to the K-Radio Sports Studios. And Ray, we'll be back here in Baldwin City for game 2 before you know it.
Are you confused about the stock market? Do you feel like you're taking too much risk? Do you just feel lost at times on what to do? If you are looking for investment guidance in these uncertain times, Hamada Wealth Management is here to assist. Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management has been helping retirees with their income and retirement plans for over 24 years. If you are looking for some direction with your investment and retirement portfolio, they invite you to give them a call. They'll be happy to sit down and review your financial goals, make sure your investments are in tune with your objectives, and finally, make sure you're not taking too much risk. At Hamada Wealth Management, they believe it's important to not just make money, but preserve it. To schedule your income and retirement plan review, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Atchison, Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services. Ready to reclaim your active lifestyle? Amberwell Orthopedic and Pain Management Specialists offer joint replacement, injury care, chronic pain treatments, and more. With clinics in Atchison, Hiawatha, and Lansing, and procedures performed in both Atchison and Hiawatha, they're always there to bring back your mobility. Say goodbye to pain and hello to a vibrant life. Call 913-358-0807 to schedule your consultation today. Your journey to wellness is closer than you think.
Ta-da! For our next trick, Taco John's will turn your dollar into deliciousness with our new BOGO for a Buck menu. Buy an item from our BOGO menu and presto taco. Look, a tasty taco bravo for just a buck. A la Corrido. There, now it's a classic meat and potato burrito for a buck. That's one talented dollar. Try this new BOGO for a Buck menu trick for yourself at your nearest Taco John's. Download our app, earn free food.
Atchison Auto Parts, it's your locally owned and operated independent Napa dealer with a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry. They provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They're all car guys who care about getting you the right parts, whether it's for your passenger vehicle or your heavy duty parts for the big trucks. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison. Why not start the new season with a visit to a locally owned and operated? Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods and great beer, wine, and spirits, you always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
There's only so much that can be said here, literally, about Skyway Vapes at 711 Commercial Street in downtown Atchison. But the keys are this. The friendly, knowledgeable staff will lead you through the many lines of juices, the large variety of mods and kits, and some of the most affordable, reliable, and many-flavored disposables in the area. They have alternative vaping products, too. Wink, wink. Did I mention 90 varieties of wildberry incense and locally made beard oil? Skyway Vapes, downtown Atchison, 711 Commercial Street.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Ready to reclaim your active lifestyle? Amberwell Orthopedic and Pain Management Specialists offer joint replacement, injury care, chronic pain treatments, and more. With clinics in Atchison, Hiawatha, and Lansing, and procedures performed in both Atchison and Hiawatha, they're always there to bring back your mobility. Say goodbye to pain and hello to a vibrant life. Call 913-358-0807 to schedule your consultation today. Your journey to wellness is closer than you think.
And welcome back to Halftime, everyone. Ray Penning back here at Care Radio Sports Studios. Hey, got your halftime. In between games, I beg your pardon. The BC women won the opening game of the doubleheader tonight as they defeated the Baker ladies 70-53. Other games around the Heart of America Athletic Conference tonight. Ladies games. Peru State 79 over Park 74. A final as Clark got past Central Methodist 101-74. Graceland got past William Penn 71-70. They're currently in overtime in Marshall as Missouri Valley leads Mid-America Nazarene 78-73. Grandview got by Mount Mercy 73-59. And we got the BC men will take the court here in probably 15 minutes or so, and Tom Couch will be out there and have that call then. We're going to get into some music here. We got Connor Smith and The Creek Will Rise.
Well, we were sitting on a truck bed when it started raining.
to the nerve and heart. Gordon like a dirt road, Daytona in my heart. And we ain't even got to the best part.
We didn't have a towel, didn't have dry clothes. She was smiling and saying, hold me, I'm cold. We made a blanket out of that song. Dress
and the radio won't even let me tell you the rest.
Girl, I heard on a night like this, make a man want to stay right where he is. The shovel in the way, the green eyes are glowing. I'm holding on tight, bringing in, hoping this truck battery dies. On the road, too muddy to drive. Won't stay right here all night. Girls, will that creek will rise. Will that creek will rise.
If eight lines of rug and two nickels, just trying to make a dime. Hard to make a living while the gas so high. Oh, ride like a Harley on a two-lane, Palomino car plane, drop it down a four-wheel drive on a Friday night, cracking open a cold Bud Light. Oh, we ride, pushing through the hard luck, looking for my gear, need a bigger 9-to-5, but that's all right, 'cause I'm running every red light.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room. Locally owned and operated, Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods and great beer, wine, and spirits, you always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Ta-da! For our next trick, Taco John's will turn your dollar into deliciousness with our new BOGO for a Buck menu. Buy an item from our BOGO menu and presto taco. Cook a tasty taco bravo for just a buck. A la Corrido. There, now it's a classic meat and potato burrito for a buck. That's one talented dollar. Try this new BOGO for a Buck menu trick for yourself at your nearest Taco John's. Download our app, earn free food.
Atchison Auto Parts, it's your locally owned and operated independent Napa dealer with a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry. They provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right parts, whether it's for your passenger vehicle or your heavy duty parts for the big trucks. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Mostly in your mind. So honey, trust yourself. You better love. You're right. I'm back.
On the campus of Baker University, where we're getting set for the second half of our College Hoops double header this evening.